Nicaraguans are voting for a new president today. The man who's ahead in the polls is Daniel Ortega, the Sandinista leader. Ortega is an old nemesis of the United States who led a leftist revolution in Nicaragua in the late 1970s. He was toppled from power by U.S.-supported Contra guerrillas in a bloody civil war. Now Ortega has a chance to regain power in the tiny, poverty-stricken nation of 5 million people. Ortega is facing off against four other candidates. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro joins us on the line from Managua. Hello, Lourdes.
Hello.
Let's start with Mr. Ortega. As I understand it, his campaign has been all about peace and reconciliation. Is this a new Ortega?
Well, he certainly wants the Nicaraguan people to believe that. His campaign colors are turquoise and pink, and he's changed his tune, literally speaking. The song he's been using on the stump is Give Peace a Chance by John Lennon. It's actually very hard to know what Ortega stands for these days. I've spent days talking about him to his rivals and political allies here, and a very mixed picture emerges, John. He's been described as a neoliberal to me. They say that some of the Sandinistas now are the biggest business owners in Nicaragua, and he won't jeopardize that. He's also been described to me as a communist devil who will turn Nicaragua into a hardline ally of Venezuela and Cuba. His speeches, I have to say, don't clarify the matter at all. Many here are really not sure what direction he's going to take the country in. The fact remains that he has become an extremely wily politician who has made some unusual alliances. His running mate is Jaime Morales, a former head Contra, for example.
Wow. And who is Ortega running against?
Well, Ortega has a really good chance of winning this time. This is his third bid to regain the top office here since he lost it in 1990. And the reason is that his opposition is split. Heading up the traditional Liberal Party is a guy called José Rizo. He's a former vice president who's seen as a close ally of a disgraced former president here, Arnoldo Alemán. He's now under house arrest for embezzlement. Eduardo Montalegre split from the Liberals, and he's running under his own ticket. And he is a former finance minister who is Ortega's closest rival. The Sandinistas helped to change the law here so that if Ortega gets just 35% of the vote, he can win in the first round outright. And that's pretty crucial because if it goes to a runoff, he'll surely lose.
Now, the United States hasn't been happy about a potential Ortega win, I take it.
No, and it's become a really big issue here. The U.S. ambassador was actively trying to encourage the two conservative candidates that I mentioned before to unite under one banner so that they could defeat Ortega. The U.S. Commerce Secretary said that if Ortega wins, U.S. trade and aid will be threatened, and on and on and on and on. Even Oliver North has shown up here. You'll remember he was at the center of the Iran-Contra scandal under Reagan. But it's not just the United States that's been trying to influence here. On the other side is Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. He's made no secret of the fact that he wants Ortega to win, and he's offered fuel at subsidized prices to an association of mayors here that are allied to Ortega. That has been criticized also as a move to influence the elections here, too.
Have we heard anti-U.S. rhetoric from Ortega, or as I understand it, he's pledged to maintain ties with the U.S. and maybe even encourage free trade?
That's exactly right. He has been extremely civil. He said he wants to maintain good relations with the United States, he wants to maintain good relations with Venezuela, and that he will support free trade agreements that are already in existence here, like CAFTA, for example. So he is trying to present this moderate face. He is trying to present this face of reconciliation and the new Nicaragua. Let's put our past behind us and let's move forward in this new millennia. A lot of people, though, here aren't buying it, but it has to be said, a lot of people are too.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro speaking to us from Managua. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.